880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about green energy with Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about whether a good green neighborhood can help you live longer, and the answer is yes. We're going to find out all the particulars, and we're also going to talk family office real estate with the Arsenault Family Office. We're going to have a great show for you, lots of information you can use today, and oh yeah, we're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian's kidney transplant. I want to say a special shout out to our friends in Austin. And we'll talk more about what's going on with Vivian and her transplant and our new efforts to help Vivian find a kidney and pay for her transplant. So stick with us. We're going to have great energy. You're going to love it. We're going to have a super show. And we're going to get started with my favorite song, AC, It's Yours.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell him, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And oh, by the way, AC, would you please turn up the music?
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in the market. In South Florida, it's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are on and we are here. We're going to talk with Don Weidenfeld. Don's the managing director at Magnum Energy Solutions. He's also an owner. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's my absolute pleasure.
On the show.
Hey, listen, we love having you guys. And before we get started, I wanted to, first of all, thank you for being part of the team with Vivian. I want to really thank you very much for being involved with us and really taking the time to get involved and help Vivian. We're going to talk a little bit after this spot with you about what's been going on with Vivian. Maybe you even want to stick with us and add your two cents. But thank you so much for being involved.
Our pleasure.
Now, Don, tell me a little bit about what's going on with Magnum. We've got the summer coming up. People are turning down their thermostats in their hotel rooms and dorm rooms. What can you do to help me save money on my properties?
Well, Magnum has a number of different products that can help that. But first and foremost, in the HVAC industry, the air conditioning industry, we have occupancy sensors that are batteryless and wireless that can be placed in different hotel rooms, office spaces, and whatnot, and control your temperatures of your air conditioning in conjunction with your thermostats. So if there's an occupant in the room, it'll push the thermostat to a regulated 72 degrees. When the occupant leaves, it automatically pushes it out to, let's say, a 77, 78 degrees, and it reduces your energy consumption by between 25 and 40%. In addition to that, we have lighting nodes that we've come out in conjunction with Philips Lighting and a number of other lighting companies that we have the same occupancy nodes that are now built into your LED lighting fixtures in the ceiling.
Wow.
So you can install the lighting fixtures with our nodes in them, and that'll reduce consumption as well on the LED side.
Now, Don, I know that you're also, in your other life, a wealth manager. You work with a lot of high-end people. You help them with their residential stuff, too. Does some of your products work in some of these high-end residential condos and apartments and even single-family homes?
Oh, 100%. Single-family homes, multifamily homes, office, hotels, universities. We do a number of single-family homes. As a matter of fact, I have it in my single-family home. Controls my entire house. I know when there's an occupant in any room in the house, and whether it's on the first floor or second floor, it can turn off different zones of air conditioning.
So then this is something you use every day, and it keeps your home comfortable, and when you come back, it's still... Hey, wait, that's a good question. You know, it's hot in Miami. You have your air conditioning in your home turned to 77, 78 degrees. Now you're getting off 95. You're going to be home in 5 minutes. What can I do on my cell phone?
Well, everything we have is communicated through Wi-Fi, and then everything goes right to your cell phone. We do restaurants as well and office spaces and the hotels and whatnot. In addition to your residential home and your condos, you can control and override the occupancy sensors, push the air conditioning down to the temperature that you want before you arrive home.
So this is not only an economic solution, it's a lifestyle.
Correct. Correct. And it's also a safety, it's a safety factor as well on the lighting, because we can turn the lights on and off before we arrive home. So if you're coming home late at night, you can arrive home and turn your front lights on and turn lights on in your house and whatnot, and literally just control the entire home through your mobile phone.
So can I get this kind of system from like Home Depot, or do I got to work specially with an installer? How does it work?
Well, our equipment is 100% batteryless and wireless. A lot of our competitors have wireless systems, but you have to change the batteries, which... In some of the universities that we've installed, we have 22,000 points of control. You can literally, you know, see where changing batteries would be a complete nightmare. Our devices are all controlled by light harvesting chips, or they have solar panels on them with light harvesting chips. And that means they're completely controlled and charged on their own. And therefore, there's really no maintenance, no batteries, and it can be installed by anybody. Even you, Jim.
Wait a minute now. That's pushing it a little, Don. You know that if I put on a tool belt, I get a rash, and if I hold a screwdriver, it really cramps my hand. That's why I call people that you know to help me install. Now, you work with a whole bunch of contractors, don't you?
Sure, absolutely. We work with contractors all over the country for more sophisticated systems. We also, all of our wireless controls can go back into the building automation system, either through our software or direct through our e-box. And, you know, we've installed probably 14 hotels in California alone in the past month just because the utilities are paying for 90% of our installation costs. So it's a very reliable, easy-to-install system with no maintenance. And the costs, you know, your ROI on the costs are less than 14 months without a subsidy from any of the utilities.
Now, that's an interesting thing. You talked about a subsidy from the utilities. You just kind of threw that in there. Let's say I'm a commercial developer. I'm building some homes up in, I'll say, Port St. Lucie. I'm doing like 100, 150 homes. I want to use your systems. How does that work?
Well, Florida, the subsidies in Florida from the utilities are not as aggressive as other states like New York or California. California, as I said, pays for 90% of our installations. But what you can do in Florida, in conjunction with a partner that we have, which is Engineered Tax Services, we can get 159 tax credits. So even if you're not getting the subsidy from the utility, we can get tax credits from the government because now you've got an energy saving space. And in a lot of your commercial spaces, that savings can be as high as $1.80 a square foot as a tax credit. And therefore, it can pay for the system almost in its entirety.
That's awesome. Now, we talked about some of the different property types, but I know that you've done this for, you know, for instance, in Julio's office building, you did this, and Julio immediately saw savings. So, you know, how quick does it, I guess that the payback starts the minute that I flip, I got to just say it, flip the switch.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, the payback is immediate. To pay for the entire system without any subsidies, you're looking at 14, roughly anywhere between 12 and, let's say, 16 months, depending on how extensive a system you want to put in. But if you add some of the tax credits in there, your paybacks are literally in a matter of months, or, you know, in reference to California, our payback, 100% payback is a full month. But one of the things that a lot of these, you know, you approach a, you know, the engineers at a building with the system or the head of engineering, and they don't really look at the actual translation of the energy savings into the increased value of the property. You and I both know that, you know, properties trade on a 5 to 7% cap rate.
Oh yeah.
And if I can reduce the expenses and you know, the energy cost by between 25% and 40%, if we're changing the LED lights as well, we could be upwards of 60% to 70%.
Why isn't everybody doing this? What is the objection that somebody has to this?
You know, it's actually very interesting. I was with a construction company yesterday that does $2 billion worth of construction. And they were telling me that the entire wave of movement into new construction is into the technology area, and it's automation and whatnot. It's just the construction industry has always been slow to respond. And now they're starting to have to respond in order to compete with the properties that are right next door. Because my property, let's say, is energy efficient, and you're charging X amount of rent, and the property next door is not energy efficient, their total operating costs are going to be significantly higher. Whose space is going to get rented?
Oh.
That's number one. Whose building is going to increase in value exponentially? Because, you know, at a 5 cap rate, you know that if we save every line item dollar, you're saving, you know, a minimum of 10 times that money increase in value of the property.
You know, it's just a no-brainer to me. Don, if people want to get information on your all-American USA invented and built systems, we forgot to talk about that, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Okay, you can reach me locally at 561-702-9000, and I can discuss anything that you would like, any kind of vertical. We do have locations all over the country, and the main office, obviously, as Jim just mentioned, is in Ohio where the manufacturing is. But again, we have offices here in Florida, Boca Raton, and all up the East Coast and West Coast of the United States. So again, the number is 561-702-9000. If you'd like to visit the website, it's www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
Hey, Don, I want to thank you, first of all, for keeping jobs in America and helping America stay great. And I want to thank you for just bringing a whole new lifestyle to the people that you don't even meet and helping America, like I said, stay great and being energy independent. Don Weidenfeld, one of the greatest guys. And again, Don, thanks for being part of the Save Vivian Freed Committee. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. And I hope she gets that transplant and that donor. And anything we can do to help you out would be is absolutely our pleasure.
Your love and your personal strength is what keeps us going. Don Weidenfeld, Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to be right back. I'm going to pick up on what we were talking about. I'm going to give everybody an update on how Vivian's transplant thing is going. AC, thank you for playing this upbeat song. Great information you can use right after this. If you're walking on sunshine, maybe you're not in your car. But if you are in your car, better be a Warren Henry car. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and red cap service. Pick up and deliver your car. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Town. Join us as your Marlins return home this weekend and host reigning National League MVP Bryce Harper and the Washington Nationals for a three-game series against one of the NL's best. The Fish and Nationals have gone toe-to-toe this season, and this is quickly developing into one of our most competitive division rivalries. More than ever, we need the Fish family to be here rooting for the home team. You never know what can happen at the ballpark. Tickets are available now at Marlins.com. See you at Marlins Park, and let's go Fish!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you an event marketer? that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to thank again Don Weidenfeld. He's back on the line with us. Don is from Magnum Energy Solutions, where he's the managing director. He's also one of the principal sponsors of the Let's Get Vivian Healthy, Get Her a Transplant Fund. Don, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Always enjoyed being on the show.
Hey, listen, you're the greatest. Now, you know, want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian. Again, I want to thank you, Harvey, and the rest of the team that you've brought to the table and for being helping us fundraise. But what's going on with Vivian? Has there been a couple of setbacks?
I'd really like to understand a little bit more, because I thought she had a donor about 6 months ago.
Yeah, we had one donor. The one donor stepped away. You know, she decided to go in a different direction. But that's okay. We love her anyway. But we wasted 18 months. We found another donor about 6 months ago. That donor got tested at the University of Miami and was a perfect match. But then at the end, there was a problem, and we just couldn't get her transplanted. So we're trying to. She didn't coincide with the protocol at UHealth, but we're taking her to the University of Florida, where we think we might be able to get her transplanted. But she just had another health problem, so it's slowing us down a little. I'm hoping we'll still get her up there in early June. But also at the end of June, we've got an appointment with Johns Hopkins. Now, the difference is if I get my wife the transplant at the University of Miami here locally and the person's local, it doesn't really cost us a lot of money. I really do want to make good for the donor, whoever that may end up being. If they miss work or have some expenses or shortfalls, we want to help make it par for them and net. That's local. And by the way, we've got a few different people getting tested, but we could still use more. If somebody's willing to donate their kidney, they should go on to www.freedonbusiness.com. You can reach me. You can text me, email me rather, Jim@freedonbusiness. Also, at the top of the Freed on Business page, www.freedonbusiness.com, we've got the Fundly link. It shows Vivian how you can get involved, how you can be a donor, how you can be a fundraiser. And really, not only this, Vivian's had some setbacks too. She's having some blood pressure stuff. She goes every single day to dialysis. In fact, when I get out of here, I go straight home, make sure her bed's ready and her room is ice cold, because they make her blood 45 degrees when they're putting it through that system to keep her blood pressure up. It's just amazing, Don. You know, and you and Fabi and the boys and Julie that just keep us all totally supported. We can't thank you guys enough. You know, to me, it's part of the whole value system that you guys have at Magnum.
Yes, our pleasure once again, Jim. We'll be here for you as long as you need us. And obviously, we're always there for you. So keep up the good faith, and I know you'll get it all done the correct way.
100%, Don. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you being one of the first donors on the site, really one of the first really material donors, and for carrying the ball. You know, when we get to the next phase and we start bringing people on and having the email expanded and getting, you know, social crowdfunding, I really appreciate that you're going to come in. I know you got a great database. I know that some of your clients will get involved. The guy we talked to today on the phone, I'm sure he's going to get involved, because, you know, Don, everybody you introduced me to is a lovely, beautiful person that just wants to bring their shining light onto the world. Is he still with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm just listening.
No, okay. Well, you know, and then the real big thing is if I have problems and I got to go to Johns Hopkins with her, you know, we're on the list for Johns Hopkins, but they're out of network. Big fancy word. That means huge bills. I'm trying to raise $500,000. If I don't raise the $500,000, we'll do what we can. But if we raise the $500,000 and we only use a few thousand, we're going to donate it to indigent kidney people at these different hospitals, because the hospitals have shortfalls of staffing. And I really think that they need to get some programs on how to deal with the people that are going through the process, because it's very tough. And for somebody that has connections and capability like I do, it's one thing. But somebody who's indigent, who just goes into the medical industrial complex, they need help. They need guidance. I want to be there. I want to make it a commitment for my wife and I to not just get a kidney transplant and leave. We want to be leaders in the kidney transplant procurement situation. You know, we get these emails and they say, call this person. They call the person. They're making arrangements for kidneys. They have all these requests. They don't have a single kidney. I want to educate people that you only need one kidney to live, that you can give the gift of life. There's a woman that I work with at the Aztec office. She was born with one kidney. The woman teaches Zumba, for crying out loud. She's got two kids. She's just as strong as new rope, I guess is what we used to call it. She's amazing. And so you only need one kidney. You can go out and give the gift of life. People go, Jim, why haven't you donated to Vivian? I'm old. You know, I'm 55 years old now. I got high blood pressure from all this stuff that's been going on. It's a marker for a kidney problem. So they're not going to transplant me. It's not happening with me. So I have to find somebody who's gracious and good. And I'm going to tell you, I've had people that went to my bar mitzvah that have gotten tested. I have people that have been on the show that have gotten tested. I've had people we don't know that have gotten tested. That includes people from as far away as Austin, Texas, and Ohio. Nobody at the Magnum plant yet. But in Ohio, we've even had people. You can go on the Facebook page and see that they're sharing our message in Tennessee and California and Oregon. It's beautiful. We're getting the message out about kidney organ donation and giving the gift of life. And Don, it's all because we have the help and support of people like you, because without the help of the people that are supporting us, give $5 and show Vivian you care. You know, it lightens up her whole day. She shines. She goes through the list and says, "Who this person loves me and this person loves me." It's amazing what you can do to bring somebody back to life. If you go to www.freedonbusiness.com, at the top of the page is the widget. It'll tell you how to volunteer, how to donate, how to get involved, how to save the life of the love of my life, of the person that gives me strength. If you listen to the radio show, you feel the energy field that I project. The source of that energy is Vivian Freed. She loves me. She takes care of me. She kisses me when I'm down. She provides me with the strength to go on. And when I'm not feeling good and I have to get up and go do something, I do what she does. I put one foot on the floor, then I put the next foot in front of the other. And by the end of the day, I've accomplished some amazing things. That is what Vivian Freed teaches me every day. And if you want to help Vivian Freed live, if you want to help her get the gift of life, then you just go to www.freedonbusiness.com and join people like Don and Harvey Weidenfeld, people like Scott and Debbie Robbins, people I don't even know, Beth Azor, Tad Schwartz. These are paragons of good energy, people that just give love. Shmuel Gopin, Mark Gutt, I'm just saying this off the top of my head. Beautiful people that I don't even know are giving the gift of life, and it's with the leadership of people like you, Don. I've got to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Don. God bless you. Okay, Don dropped.
Hey, Jim, as you know, it's always our pleasure, and we'll do whatever we can to help you and help Vivian through this process. It's not an easy situation, is probably the toughest thing anybody can ever imagine through their lifetime. And we're happy to help.
Thank you.
We're happy to spread the word.
Thank
it's really
you.
Nice to see that you've had tens of, almost 100 donations already.
Yes.
So everybody will chip in. We'll all help you get through this. And it'll work out great at the end.
Don, I love you. I'm just saying it. The whole world can know. I don't give a damn. Don, my former roommate, my business partner, one of the strengthened pillars of my life, thanks for being a sponsor of the show. Thanks for helping me with Vivian. And God bless you. I'm so glad you found such beautiful happiness with Fabi. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
It's
I
my pleasure.
That.
We love you.
Okay, stay strong.
I will. I love you, Don. We're going to be back. Our next segment's going to be with the University of Miami UHealth doctors and architecture department. We're going to talk about how your environment, when it's positive, can help you live longer. What a surprise. AC, take it away. I love this.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
All right, AC's playing happy to get my spirits back up, but I'm happy. I'm happy because I have friends like Larry Zinn. Larry and Lori Zinn, two other people that contributed to the Vivian Fried Kidney Foundation and Fund. And God bless Larry. God bless Lori. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. And I say this part with all truth and meaning. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. It's a beautiful thing. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's get happy.
Connect to the top business leaders in South Florida. Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
The Fish are back in town. Join us as your Marlins return home this weekend and host reigning National League MVP Bryce Harper and the Washington Nationals for a three-game series against one of the NL's best. The Fish and Nationals have gone toe-to-toe this season, and this is quickly developing into one of our most competitive division rivalries. More than ever, we need the Fish family to be here rooting for the home team. You never know what can happen at the ballpark. Tickets are available now at Marlins.com. See you at Marlins Park. And let's go Fish.
All right, I want to make sure that you know that you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. I just love this. This guy provides me with service. He's the best. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. I can't wait to go to those Marlins games. They're just so much fun. You know, and they can be your care team too, combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time Saver Traffic. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Starting in Dade County, we've got a broken down car on the Palmetto northbound before 103rd Street. The car is in a right lane and traffic is stop and go back to the Dolphin. And in Broward County, we're seeing the center lane to the off ramp blocked on the turnpike northbound at Commercial Boulevard. There's a broken down car. You'll want to stay to either side to get around that. And there's an accident on 95 southbound at 10th Street over on the left shoulder, but you're seeing stop and go delays back to Congress. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, it is summer. It is hot. And I am telling you, it is going to start raining, not necessarily today. It looks like just a little bit of rain out west, but it's going to start real soon. And you know what? UHealth, they're our sponsors, and they're the lifeblood of our community. UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation and in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community every day. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. In fact, UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, regularly ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report. Now, for a 12th year in a row, it also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks today. You know, you can discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When James Brown feels nice like sugar and spice, James Freed knows it's time to restart the program. And wow, do we have a great guest now. In fact, I'm really interested in this personally. You know, we've got just the most, we've got Dr. Scott Brown here. He's a PhD. He works at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine as a researcher in the Department of Public Health Sciences. He also works with the University of Miami School of Architecture. And now I've talked too long. We've got to bring Dr. Brown on the show. Hey, I like that, actually. Dr. Brown, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing super. Now, I just got to say it. Dr. Brown, do people come up to you and ask you for a cream soda occasionally? Maybe some celery juice?
Sometimes they ask for a cherry soda or...
My mom likes Diet Black Cherry. You're the best, Doc. Thanks for playing along. Now, listen, there's been a lot of senior affordable housing, government-subsidized housing that's been built in the urban core of Miami. My mom, who's 77 and is still an active social worker at another hospital on the weekends, we won't mention where, is lives in a very green, grassy condo up by the county line. What are the differences in experiences somebody that would live in downtown in an urban, I'll just say it, jungle with no grass versus somebody with a pool, a lake, beautiful trees and grass? What is the different impacts?
Well, we just conducted a study looking at the relationship of greenness to health in a 250,000 residents of Miami-Dade County. We specifically focused on Medicare beneficiaries,
okay,
a group of individuals over age 65 that have the largest health care plan for older adults in the country.
Okay.
And we actually found that when we looked at the level of greenness from NASA satellite imagery, we found that areas of Miami-Dade County that had more green, such as trees or grass or other types of vegetation, actually had better health outcomes among residents.
You know, now what I've noticed is people say that, green space is disappearing. How about blue space, the ability to see the sky, Doctor? As the buildings get closer, as people start looking at the person next door to them, what's the impact?
Well, there's been a number of studies looking at just having a view of nature. In fact, there was a paper published by Ulrich in 1984 in the journal Science that showed simply having a view of nature, such as trees or shrubbery or a blue sky, was associated with significantly faster recovery from gallbladder surgery. He looked at 10 years worth of hospital records. And so people who had a view from their hospital room of a brick wall needed more pain medication and spent about half a day longer on average in the hospital. So it seems to be that there's something biologically in our nature that has evolved to benefit from even just having a view of nature, let alone the ability to engage in physical activity or social interaction in areas such as parks or green spaces.
Now, Dr. Brown, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to just tell you that I love to nurture the orchids that sort of die inside of our house. And I throw them out on the balcony with the trees that I have out there. Not a lot of people have a green balcony. I have a green balcony. Anybody can look on Facebook and see what I've got out on my balcony. You know what? I nurture those things like my kids and I live with them. And I love them, and when they go, it breaks my heart, and then I nurture them and try to do something even better the next year. It makes me feel terrific.
Well, that's wonderful, and in fact, there have been studies showing that having a plant to take care of in a nursing home yields benefits for health and well-being over and beyond having, let's say, a nurse take care of the plant for you. There seems to be something restorative about greenness and interacting with nature for our health and well-being.
I feel the love. I give the plant love. The plant responds.
Absolutely.
It absolutely makes total sense to me. I mean, when they booked you for my show, I just loved it because I just believe in everything that your study found. In fact, I agree completely with, and I never get her name right, Dr. Pillar, not Dr. Planter Zybeck, you know who I mean.
The Planter architecture.
Zyberg. Thank you. The architecture professor who I don't like all the things she does, but her green space ideas, this town really needs to follow through. I've seen all of the trees cut. I look from my office, and my favorite thing to do in June and July is look at the royal poinsettias, and they're an endangered species here.
Yes, we certainly have to take better care of the environment here. And to the extent that we have more tree cover, that can provide opportunities to walk during the hot summer months. And so that can be very important for those of us who like to spend time outdoors.
Doctor,
Heat stroke.
Doctor, your phone squelched on us. We didn't hear much, but I think what you said was that having a green canopy over promenades helps everybody get where they're going a little more comfortably, and I got to believe a little happier too.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, how do people find out more of your research or get a hold of your research so they can incorporate it into their lifestyle and their planning process?
Well, you could Google myself, Dr. Scott Brown, at the University of Miami, and also my article on neighborhood greenness and health is currently online at the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. And I can provide an email address, sbrown@med.miami.edu.
Hey, and listen, before we go, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Lombard, too, the architectural person, the person from the Department of Architecture that helped you out on this. Well done to both of you. Thank you for working hard to keep Miami green and make it a better, more accepting place for all of us.
Yes, and I just would also like to give one last shout-out as well to Maria Nardi and Jack Cardis from the Miami-Dade Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces Department, who have been working with us in this area of research and who would like to build on their successes in parks and open spaces and green areas to promote the health and well-being of Miami-Dade County's 2.6 million residents.
We're on that. We're going to get some folks that are going to be here that are going to talk about the Greenway. We're going to talk about the bike pass. We're going to start making this a healthy place. Dr. Brown, thank you so much. And I won't even mention that I really just wanted a Diet Cream Soda. You take care.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Hell, thanks for being here. We'll be right back. We've got some great information. We're going to talk family offices and real estate. You're going to hear from one of the oldest and deepest family offices. And the guy on the show, well, his family made a big mistake a few hundred years ago. We'll talk about that, too. Back after this, AC, keep it fun. New type of music. Roll it at me. Yeah, Wanda left this for us. I want to thank Wanda Miles. Thank you so much for leaving us your fancy German Euro music. Yeah, that thing. But that's my girl. That's Wanda Miles. That's who's going to be. Oh, I'll say it now. We're going to switch our location for the station starting next week. And Wanda's going to be piloting the show. I want to thank AC for all the beautiful help you've given me for the past year plus. AC, we love you, man.
No problem.
I love you. You're going to be coming in. We're going to do spot duty with AC. He'll be back occasionally. But Wanda's going to be driving the show from now on. And hey, when you're looking to drive and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
The Fish are back in town. Join us as your Marlins return home this weekend and host reigning National League MVP Bryce Harper and the Washington Nationals for a three-game series against one of the NL's best. The Fish and Nationals have gone toe-to-toe this season, and this is quickly developing into one of our most competitive division rivalries. More than ever, we need the Fish family to be here rooting for the home team. You never know what can happen at the ballpark. Tickets are available now at Marlins.com. See you at Marlins Park, and let's go Fish.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back and we are on. And while I've been off on the break, I've been texting one of the people that's working hard to see if she can be a donor for my wife. I want to remind everybody, go to www.freedonbusiness.com. Up in the right-hand corner, we've got the widget. You can join our team. You can help Vivian in her fight for life. And I want to welcome DJ Van Curen. He's the director of the Arsenault Family Office. DJ is a good friend. He is the man when it comes to real estate and family offices. I got to just say it, DJ. You wrote the book. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. Glad to be here.
Now, DJ, let's talk a little bit about what the Arsenault Family Office is and how that gives you a perspective to talk real estate.
Sure. So, our patriarch and the story I always tell is that he had a sort of yogurt company about 30 years ago for about $1 million, and he turned that into about $500 million. And as a family office, we've been through three different cycles. He's averaged about a 32% IRR since 1998 on close to 200 deals, and for over 30 years, about 27. So we strictly focus all on real estate, and we look at the real estate cycles and where we're at within those cycles, and then take advantage of those opportunities in the different asset classes.
So, DJ, what is a family office, and why would it focus on real estate? But I guess you kind of just told me you got those jaw-dropping returns.
Well, you know, with a typical family office, and some people say that there's a question of what's really a family office, it typically happens when somebody has an exit in a business that they had. So, for example, a family that I had met, which was up in Georgia, you know, they sold a chemical business for about $400 million, and so they had quite a big, cash come into their family. And so now it's a matter of allocating that money. So just like, you know, yourself, myself, all the listeners may have a financial advisor, a family office is basically the same type of, go through the same type of investment strategies, with the exception that they might be dealing with their personal plane that they have. Their investments are directly into companies rather than maybe a fund. But real estate is a very important part of any type of allocation, and it's important for families. Just like the Harvard Endowment, you know, they've got about 15% in real estate, and everybody should have some exposure to real estate to some degree, and especially family offices, because of the amount of money that they do have that needs to be managed.
This is where I throw you under the bus, DJ. Let's talk about that business deal that your family flubbed a few hundred years ago. Tell people about that. It's absolutely a fabulous story.
You're never going to let me forget that, are you?
I am not.
So I was doing some research on my family, and come to find out, the island of Manhattan, so New York City, was originally owned by the Native Americans, and they sold it to the Dutch West Indies Company, who came over, and they actually paid the equivalent of $24 in beads and trinkets. And one of the six directors that purchased the island of Manhattan was one of my relatives. So our family owned from 83rd all the way up to about 133rd, east to west. And I used to live in New York. I started to calculate how much one block was, which got to about $1 million, and then I stopped. But the moral of the story, back to your question, is he did end up losing it. So unfortunately, we had it, but we also lost it.
So DJ, then let's just talk for a second about what families should do in the real estate sector today.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First and foremost, they definitely need to have exposure to real estate, without a doubt. And one of the trends that are happening for family offices is that they're actually partnering with other families. And, that's on the premise that if somebody made all their wealth in widgets and you want to invest in widgets, it's probably best to find a family that was successful doing that. So one of the best things that families can do is to find a family, whether it's our family or some other family, that really created their wealth and try to partner next to them. That would be the first thing. Secondly, is you do have to look at some of the things that you're looking to accomplish, and that could be anywhere from, do you want legacy assets that are going to go on forever for your family and your second generation, your third generation, your fourth generation, and that's going to be a different type of asset, like maybe a you know, a major building in downtown Miami that's always going to be there and go on forever, you know, compared to if they're just looking to maximize those returns, which might have a different philosophy, which would be, you know, finding a building or investing into a property that might have a value-add opportunity, might need to be fixed up, might need better management. And then when that's maximized, you know, that's sold, and then you go on to the next building. So, you know, you definitely need the exposure. You need the expertise in some capacity or a professional that you trust that can help you do that. And then identify, you know, what do you really want to accomplish out of this type of investment, you know, is it short-term or long-term?
DJ,
and that's really a good place to start.
DJ, we've got to run. We've only got a minute left. How do people get you on your website and find out about your book?
Sure. So I created a website just for family offices, all strictly for education. You can go to www.usfamilyofficerealestate.com. That's usfamilyofficerealestate.com. And there's a tremendous amount of information, including getting the book that I just wrote, which was Real Estate Investing for Family Offices.
Hey, DJ Van Curen, thank you so much. Your family will get over the thing in Manhattan, I promise. I want to thank.
My wife won't.
Yeah, well, I want to thank DJ. I want to thank Tom Weidenfeld. I want to thank the folks at U Health. I want to thank our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, U Health, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Energy Tech, Engineer Tax Services, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, Bergstrom Center, the Miami Marlins, the CCIM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Lauren's Kids. I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, get involved in the Vivian for Life campaign, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Go to www.freedonbusiness.com and help Vivian Fried today. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Why? Because I love this. We'll have branding guru Brewster Kell on. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, AC. I love you, AC. You've made me sound great for so long. God bless. Souls of the big man's feet. Yeah, he will cut about 100 places. And he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor.
Healthcare today is the most complicated and expensive it's been in history.